You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Hey, welcome back. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Mark Cox this week. Good morning again to you, Kim.
Good morning.
Fox News just kind of briefly mentioned this in their newscast, but this is a huge news story. On Truth Social this morning, President Donald Trump declared that he is going to direct the Department of Commerce to begin reworking the census numbers in not including illegal immigrants. That's huge.
It's crazy that this is even a thing, that we even have to talk about this. In fact, I'm pretty sure I heard a clip from Jasmine Crockett, one of my favorites, and she said something about how, oh, our numbers dropped when we had the new regulations when it comes to voter ID. Oh, you mean, so when we actually required, you know, government ID, forms of ID to vote here in the United States, your voting numbers for the Democrats dropped? Well, that's not surprising and also really sad.
Yeah, I like those man on the street segments, the ones where they go out there and they'll say, like, Jasmine Crockett says that you're not smart enough to go get your own ID. Do you want to prove her wrong? Do you have the ability to get an ID? And they're like, no, we all have IDs. It's like, that's not the problem.
Right. It's almost offensive that you're saying that, yeah, that you're pretending like we don't know how to, you know, go get an ID or whatever.
Right. So part of this is on True Social. So this is what he wrote. He said, I have instructed the Department of Commerce to immediately begin work on a new and highly accurate census based on modern day facts and figures, and importantly, using the results and information gained from the presidential election of 2024. It says people who are in our country illegally will not be counted in the census. Thank you for your attention to this matter. So I think this is the 1-2 punch. If you're going to look at redistricting and how the populations have changed, it's going to greatly, I think, one, purge the voter rolls of people that probably shouldn't have been on there to begin with. But a lot of these states have dragged their feet when it comes to purging voter rolls because they don't want to eliminate dead people that are still voting or people that are here ineligible to vote.
Right.
Yeah. And it's not even, you know, it could be on the side of illegal immigrants that for some reason were given an ID to work or to drive or whatever when they shouldn't have. But some states are a little more lenient when it comes to identification. But they use that as a way to cast a ballot. And there's no way for you to go back and then uncast that ballot once it's in there anonymously. So it gets counted and no one ever says or doesn't, or there's no prosecution except for like one person that voluntarily admitted to breaking the law. And then when you have these different attorney generals in different states that just refuse, or the Secretary of State or department, whatever, they have the office that refuses to purge the rolls of people that have been in question. Maybe they're at the wrong address, they have moved away, they're gone, dead, no longer eligible to vote, but they refuse to take them off the voter rolls and still gives them the opportunity to cast a vote is insane to me. So this is just one other thing. You have to set the steering straight. You have to be able to get in there and then at least make sure the playing ground is that of what is according to the law, so people don't have the opportunity to go break it. And that's what I think this will do. Hopefully, the redistricting side is going to be the big part. But that's one of the big stories. All right, let's do the short list.
The Mark Cox short list.
We don't have American soldiers there, but I feel I have an obligation to get it stopped. This was not my war. This war would have never started, not even a chance. And it didn't start for 4 years. I went 4 years and didn't start. But this is Biden's war.
It's an interesting thing. He says, it's not my obligation, or it's not my war, but I feel like I have an obligation to help it stop. So he feels like he's in a position where he could save a ton of lives. It's a humanitarian thing for him. And I don't think they'll ever give him the Nobel Peace Prize for helping in all these different conflicts. But if he's able to actually pull this off, I think there's a lot of people deserving to get a lot of accommodations for it.
Our recruitment efforts to hire 10,000 new ICE officers has been extremely successful. Lawrence, as of today, we have over 80,000 applicants for those 10,000 positions already.
80,000 applicants. The incentives were, what, $50,000 signing bonus, and they'll drop your student loans if you go work for them and you're young. That's a big deal. I mean, that's enough, especially when people are tired of sending out resume after resume after resume after resume, not getting any type even callback, and they're more than qualified for the positions that are posted. They're like, all right, that's it. I know what I'm going to go do.
Then we will send them home. They don't belong in this country. They never should have been allowed in under the Biden administration. And so that's what this facility is in Indiana, and we're so grateful for the partnership that we're building with governors.
Alligator Alcatraz has such fantastic branding. What's the branding in Indiana, Kim? Do you remember what that facility?
I don't think I've seen the name of it.
Okay. There needs to be something. The
something
Hoosier
clever.
Hotel or something.
Hoosier Hotel.
Well, Hoosier means something different there, but I think
it
works in that sense too. But they're discussing these different facilities. We have one in Florida. Indiana's going to have their own version. Whole idea is you have to have a place to go while you're in the active process of deportation.
President Trump could meet with Vladimir Putin as soon as next week. That doesn't mean it's going to happen next week, but...
Yeah, let's hope it does. Let's hope that they can get on the same board and talk to Ukraine, and at least if they're within the same striking distance, then they can actually get in there and fix a few things. And next thing you know, they're close enough to end this conflict. It would be fantastic if that was the case. And that was something that Marco Rubio laid out where they were. I think it's worth playing this clip again, James. This is clip number 9. Secretary Rubio was on, I believe, Fox Business and given us an update of where we are between the negotiations, at least to end this war. Russia seems to be coming to the table. This is clip 9.
Is Ambassador Steve Witkoff coming back with a ceasefire proposal?
Yes.
You know, it's like a ceasefire on Thursday, a ceasefire on Friday, a ceasefire on Monday. Is that in the cards? Was that discussed at this meeting?
Well, I don't know about timing in terms of that. That's the specific timing of it is not discussed. I think what we have is a better understanding of the conditions under which Russia would be prepared to end the war. We now have to compare that to what the Ukrainians and our European allies, but the Ukrainians primarily, of course, are willing to accept. And what you try to see is how far can you get these two positions closer? How can you get these two positions closer to each other? If we can get what the Ukrainians will accept and what the Russians will accept close enough, then I think there's the opportunity for the president to have a meeting that includes both Putin and Zelensky to try to close this thing out.
Yeah, I still think the hardest thing is going to be the land that was given up. Jim Talent, just in the last interview we had, we go back and listen to it on the Odyssey app. If you just scroll back to 7:20-ish this morning, you can hear our conversation on that. But with his thing is it's basically, it could be a matter of not giving up the whole city. It could be a matter of a mile here, a mile there. So there might be some compromise on that, which I don't know Ukraine is necessarily ready to do. But we're going to hopefully see some sort of progress in that direction.
I think any movement is good movement, you know, and I think that is what will come with it. I'm not sure that I'm going into this whole thing thinking, oh, you know, after Trump meets with Putin and after he meets with Zelensky, that this whole thing will be resolved. This is going to continue on for quite some time, I believe. However, like I said, any sort of progress, we should celebrate at this point, because this has been going on for years. And clearly they'll try to come up with some sort of an agreement. And then it usually is Putin who breaks it.
Yeah. Well, step back, you might use it as a delay tactic in order to try to get a little bit more time to work around tariffs or other sanctions that were coming towards the country. So he sees that as a way to delay the inevitable. And that's like the third time I couldn't say a word this morning.
Like, what was it, Dory or Nemo? It's like, see, anemone.
Yeah.
Anemone.
This is exactly like Finding Nemo. You know, when we went to Disney, I took the family to Disney earlier this year, and we went on the Nemo ride, and the ride got stuck, and we listened to the same loop of the same song probably for 15 minutes straight. Now, that is a way to it's not traumatizing. It was kind of pleasant because, you know, all the visuals and things were still happening. Mm. So it was a very nice way. It's almost how I feel like they put a dog down. Everything is like, you know, you're drugged up and you're around people that love you and everything's all nice and fruity and things. And next thing you know, you're done. I feel that's the way they buttered me up to try to keep my sanity.
You could have been on a lot more of a ride that was a lot more annoying if you're stuck for 15 minutes. So I guess the fact that you were on the Finding Nemo ride was a blessing.
That's right. Shannon Bream's going to join us, Fox News Sunday host. Looking forward to talking to her coming up after the break. You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show, 97.1 FM Talk. And welcome back. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Mark Cox. Joining us now from Fox News Sunday, Shannon Bream. Good morning.
Good morning, Ryan. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic this morning. So, you know, the week is going by. It seems like we were front-loaded. All the heavy stuff happened earlier in the week. I'm hoping we get to slide by the rest, but I know that's not going to happen. It seems like we're rapid-fire news every single week. One of the big ongoing narratives and things that we're following is Texas and what's going to happen with the redistributing the districts and the debate that's going on around there. What's going to happen with the Democrats who fled the state? How are they going to handle this sort of thing? And by the weekend, I'm sure you'll even have more things to talk about, but I'm sure it's something you're covering.
Absolutely right. And we're going to have Governor Abbott with us out of Texas, our exclusive guest on Fox News Sunday, to talk about this. Both he and the Attorney General there in Texas are trying a couple of different legal routes that may end up with these Democrats who fled the state being adjudicated as sort of abandoning their posts. There may be, we know there will be fines, but do these people actually get ousted from their seats? Will there be special elections? There's so much to digest on the legal and political front. And you know what? We reached out to several of the governors of the states to where these Texas legislators have fled to say, okay, we want to hear your side of this argument and why you think this is a good idea. And so we're looking across the landscape to see which other states, blue and red, are kind of signaling that they want to get in on this same fight too.
This is really the first time I can think of, at least recently, where this has happened, where you have all these lawmakers who are, you know, facing fines and they're being told they could be arrested. Can you think of another situation, another state where this has happened? Or is this really the first time to this scale where we've seen this play out?
Maybe to this scale, but I think it was Illinois a few years ago that there was a mass exodus of folks who left. I may be getting that wrong. I feel like it was one of the I states. Iowa, Illinois, Indiana. I've got to go back
to the
way
state
back and Google that. But I know that there have been situations in recent memory where there have been members who fled, who were trying to escape voting on something. I think Texas is much more widespread just because it seems very coordinated. It's obviously a much bigger state, so you've got several lawmakers taking off. But, you know, it's something that state lawmakers feel is their only option in some cases if they don't control either house in their particular state and they don't have a cooperative governor from their party. Sometimes this is the only way they think they can operate, which is just to leave and shut things down. But in Texas, they're not messing around. They say, listen, we've got levers that we can pull to either force you back or to open up your seat, and we'll see what the courts have to say. I mean, the governor, in his case, he's gone straight to the Texas Supreme Court with an emergency appeal, not even messing around with the lower court. So we'll see how quickly he gets a decision.
I know that you have very serious type of interviews and you have the Governor Abbott on this weekend, but CNN just yesterday, their reporters used the term doesn't have a leg to stand on like twice in 20 seconds. Would you ever bring something like
that? What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Like that up to him to see if that bothers him. CNN's kind of mocking his that he's in a wheelchair.
I don't know. You remember it wasn't long ago that Congresswoman Jasmine Crockett, who's from Texas, talked about him being Governor Hot Wheels, and that did not go over well in Texas.
Yeah.
And, you know, she said that it was, you know, just saying that he, you know, whatever her explanation was, it wasn't related to him being in a wheelchair. But, of course, Governor Abbott has been known for all of his adult life as being in a wheelchair, something that obviously has not slowed him down in serving people and achieving high office and doing those things. And he's talked a lot about what happened to him as a young man. So he's been very open. I think a lot of people find his story very inspirational. And I don't think whether it's coming from a D or an R or a media organization or anywhere else, if you're referring to someone's disability or physical challenges or mental challenges, I thought in 2025 we weren't supposed to be doing that anymore.
Right. Yeah, not really smart. You know, the other big story that we're following is, of course, the Clintons being subpoenaed as it relates to this Epstein probe. How big of a deal is that? Do you think much will come out from that? Or what's the likelihood that they would plead the fifth? Because certainly they could, because neither of them have been pardoned. But I don't think it would be a good look.
Exactly, because under our legal system, you can take the fifth, and it's not supposed to be presumed on any kind of guilt. You're presumed innocent. It will depend if they are potentially facing criminal charges. If they can say legitimately, hey, there's this other track going on, or there's this criminal investigation, and just for safety's sake, we're just going to take the fifth and stay out of it. It's interesting, though, if you know, like when we think about President Obama, there's this conversation about, all right, if things happened when he was president, then that immunity decision that came down in favor of President Trump would cover him as well. Well, if he's immune then from any kind of prosecution, could he take the fifth? You know, if we're talking about President Clinton, we're talking about things that are beyond his time in office, and certainly Hillary Clinton as well. I got to think they're going to throw up every roadblock possible. I cannot imagine them sitting down willingly doing a bunch of testimony to congressional committees and those kinds of things. But if you're talking about a DOJ investigation or something at that level, there could be some serious legal wrangling that's going to have to go on with a lot of these former lawmakers and high-profile folks.
Yeah, I wonder if internally they're debating who gets the better lawyer. they're like, oh, it's my
there
turn.
There may be a fight.
My turn.
Exactly. Well, I want this one. You can have that one.
That's right.
Well, there's no shortage of lawyers in D.C., so they will have plenty of options.
That's true. What do you think is going to happen when it comes to the Supreme Court and the authorization of tariffs? That's the big debate, too.
You know, even some of the president's biggest supporters feel like the use of the emergency powers for the tariffs is not going to hold up legally. But we'll see. I mean, it's working its way through the federal system. It's been heard by the appellate court. We hope we'll have a decision soon from them. And you got to imagine whoever loses is going to appeal to the Supreme Court. And as you guys know, the Supreme Court doesn't have to take an appeal just because it comes to them. They get thousands of them a year. So that's the first hurdle, is even convincing the justices to hear the case, whether, you know, one side loses or the other. And then it would be, I think, months before they would even hear the case, unless they do it on an expedited basis. And we'd have to watch and see. But, you know, there are skeptics who are of the conservative legal network who think it's a tough and heavy lift for the president to win under the emergency powers. Not that there aren't other ways he could levy tariffs or different tariffs, but there's a big argument that it really is something that's more left to congressional power. It's considered a tax, and that's where the power for that lies, is with the legislative branch.
Well, we only have about 20 seconds, but for this weekend show, you mentioned Governor Abbott. What else you got working on?
Well, like I said, hopefully we get one of those Democrat governors as well. And we're talking to some members just back from Israel, Democrats and Republicans who traveled together to give us a bipartisan assessment. I think we'll have two of the folks from that trip, a D and an R, to join us as well.
Great. Shannon Bream, host of Fox News Sunday. You got to see it this weekend and every weekend. Thank you so much for joining us.
Ryan and Ken, thank you guys.
You're listening to 97.1 FM Talk.
Built on backbone, not buzzwords. 97.1 FM Talk. St. Louis Conservative.
And I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Mark Cox. This week is going by in a weird type of way. It feels like I time travel a little. The day doesn't feel right. As soon as we're done with the show here, I took the rest of the day off, so I used a vacation day. Actually, a comp day for working other holidays. And the wife wants us to take the kids out shopping today, so that doesn't sound
well,
so
for like back-to-school stuff?
Yeah. I don't know why I need
don't
to
sound too excited. Please contain your excitement, Ryan.
You see, I don't need to be here for that. Like, you could do that when I'm working during the day.
Come on, pencils so are exciting. Binders.
Yeah, clothes and things.
Oh, okay.
She's looking at me as in I need back to school shopping too, because she looks at my tattered clothing and says it's time to upgrade.
Is this an intervention that she's really saying that this is about you?
Yeah, kind of. It's mostly about the kids, but it's also about me. So it's almost she's killing two birds with one stone is what she's looking at it as. Joining us now is from Freedom Principle Missouri, their president, Byron Keelan. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We appreciate the time.
I appreciate the opportunity. How are you guys doing?
Great. So the Freedom Principle, Missouri here, supporting the efforts by President Trump and Governor Kehoe. You're calling on him for a special session to redraw Missouri's congressional districts. So let's talk about that. And what are you asking them to do?
Well, back in 2022, you know, when they proposed the new districts based on the census, is that the conservative senators wanted a 7-1 map that would give Republicans seven Republican districts and one Democrat district. And the reason why is because when you look at the elections here is that, you know, Donald Trump won significant number of counties back in 2020 and in 2024. You know, in 2024, he won 110 of the 114 counties in Missouri. So right now, the 5th district is not really representing the will of the voters. And so what we're trying to do here is to give voters a voice in their ability to draw, you know, congressional districts that reflect their values and things and have representation in D.C. And so we're supporting that effort.
Do you feel like you're making some grounds?
I think so. I mean, you know, the Missouri Freedom Caucus has called on this, and from what indications that we've seen from other news stories and other news sources, is that the governor is open to the idea, and I think the issue is that he wants to tie that in with initiative petition reform and have one special session to deal with those two issues, which we support that also.
I know we want to talk more about the initiative petition reform because that's something we've discussed a lot here on the show. But as far as redistricting, I mean, we're watching what's playing out in Texas, and I think other states are now looking to redraw the congressional maps. I mean, what are the odds, even though we have a supermajority here in Missouri, but what are the odds that you have the Democratic lawmakers from Missouri just jump ship and go over to Illinois like we've seen with the Texas lawmakers trying to avoid a vote on this?
Well, I actually have talked to a former senator about this because I was intrigued by this whole notion of what Texas is doing. And according to him, is that Missouri only needs a simple majority of people to show up. So the Democrats could go over to Illinois for all we care, and it wouldn't impact Missouri's ability to pass this legislation. And so they would just not be on the record, and nor would they get their pay for not showing up.
Okay.
So I think, they're in a lose-lose situation in Missouri, just like they are in Texas. And so I think, except that
Texas needs them, right, to vote?
Yeah, they need them to or at least show up to do it. I don't, but we don't need them to show up. So
yeah. I guess
we're in a better situation.
One of the big news stories this morning is that President Trump is directing the Commerce Department to immediately revise the census based on what we know now to not include illegal aliens. So when you even factor something like that, I don't know how much that impacts a state like Missouri, but I'm guessing it'll probably give you even more justification to go back and look at some of these lines.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademark used with permission.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think, you know, when you look at these races here, is that New York and California and probably even Illinois were vastly overcounted due to illegal immigrants in the census. And so, you know, while they did, you know, lose districts, the fact is that they probably should have lost even more. And so that would have impacted, you know, the congressional districts even more. So I think what we're seeing here is an actual realignment based on what the census should have been, had it not been corrupted by the courts and the Democrats back in 2020 and 2022.
Going back to the what you brought up about initiative petition, you know, Amendment 3, as it relates to abortion, never would have been on the ballot had we been able to actually get something done when it comes to IP reform. So do you feel confident that that's something that, that Governor Kehoe would stand behind? Because it seems as though he was for it, but maybe not. I don't know. I question if that's something that we can actually do here in Missouri, despite having a supermajority of Republicans.
It is something we can do. I think the issue, you know, we were really just one vote away, unfortunately, back in 2024 with SJR 74, which would have been to bring in concurrent majority ratification. And I do think that there is a lot of support for IP reform, at least amongst the grassroots and amongst the legislators. I think the issue here is you've got groups like the Missouri Realtors Association, the Missouri Chamber of Commerce. You've got, you know, like NEA and other groups like that, these powerful special interest groups that are running the halls of Jefferson City, you know, convincing legislators not to support it.
Right.
But it's overwhelmingly passed in the House. And, you know, outside of Mary Elizabeth Coleman sandbagging everybody in 2024, it would have been on the ballot in 2024. So, you know, I do think it's an opportunity for us to go at it again. And, you know, right now we're working with the legislators to try to identify a good proposal, because the governor has indicated that if the legislators can come up with a proposal that everybody sort of supports, is that he'll call a special session on IP reform and you know, get it passed. And we want it to get passed really when there's no other pressure on them to do this, because, you know, when they do it during the regular session, you've got the budget, you've got other bills that are getting passed and priorities and things. And this would take it out of that mess and free them up to just focus on this in a special session and get it done.
Byron, by the way, if people wanted to learn more about Freedom Principle Missouri or some of the different stances that you have, where can they look?
They can go on our website at freedomprinciplemo.org, or they can go and look at Missouri82Alliance.com. We have two different websites for two different types of programs here. But the association itself is freedomprinciplemo.org.
Byron Keelan is the president for Freedom Principle Missouri. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We appreciate the time.
Yep. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
We got one more segment left in this Thursday edition of the Mark Cox Morning Show. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in 97.1 FM Talk.
All aboard!
Welcome back to the Mark Cox Morning Show. One more segment here before we say goodbye on this Thursday morning. So when does the official vote happen if I'm invited back tomorrow? Is it after the show, at the end
of
the show?
Well, you could really screw things up here over the next few minutes. I don't want to vote too soon, you know?
I get it. You want to wait till the last moment so you have the most information.
Right, right.
That's coming down to the wire. This is going to be a tough one.
Don't be nervous.
There's a couple of interesting stories, and we mentioned it just briefly there, but this is the new breaking news that I feel at the top of the 8 o'clock hour with Fox News. They just gave a one-line Donald Trump says he's directing the Commerce Department to work up a new census so it does not include illegal aliens. I think that may be because they don't have a lot of information on it, but this is going to be, I think, the major news story for today and tomorrow, given that we're probably not going to see an advancement, at least from the side of Ukraine, on the demands that Russia has. That's going to be, I think, the big story for next week. But over through the weekend, I think Texas and how that's going to work out. Shannon Bream is going to be all over that this weekend, speaking to Governor Abbott. So there's a lot of other storylines that we're following over the next couple of days. It's really hard to tell where it's going to go next. Do you want to do something less serious then? Would this be probably a better time to do it? Because we've gone so many serious topics as of late. Wall Street Journal did a story about college kids that are putting everything on their Google Calendar, including hooking up with other people.
Oh, gosh. Really? They want to remember they want to remember that, or they're scheduling it ahead of time?
They're scheduling it.
No, they're not. That is not what... That is not
it. They're doing. They're like, okay, so they schedule everything. Oh, let me put on my calendar. Oh, we're going to go out to this bar.
Gosh.
Oh, we're going to go out partying. Oh, we're going to go to this person's house. Oh, we're going to hook up. Okay. They're putting everything on a Google Calendar. So there's two ways to look at this. One, do you want Google knowing that? Because you know they're going to comb that information and know that about you. And the other side of this is, I'm guessing some of these people have the ability for their parents to see their shared account. I'm sure they're seeing some of this too. So they may be second guessing what they are sending their kid to college for. The third thing is, when did college kids get so organized this way? Like, this seems
that's the
way
real
above
question here.
Them.
When did they get so organized?
The social calendar. When you were younger, did you write anything down when it came to your social calendar? I don't remember anything in writing.
Unless it was a specific event, but not go out to the bars with friends.
Yeah. You just called someone. Hey, what's going on tonight? Oh, okay. I'll see you there. Bye. That's how it worked. Like, that's essentially how it worked. So these students are, what they say, even putting things on their calendar, such as walking to class and what time they have to go to bed. And some people are describing it as kind of unnatural, the way that they are organizing this.
I mean, the going to bed thing actually isn't a bad idea. Only because it's so easy to... I feel like I'm a kid again, where I know I should go to bed at a certain time, and then something comes up, and I'm running around the last minute because I forgot to do something. And then, you know, I look back at the clock and a half hour has passed, and then I'm getting in bed later than I anticipated, you know, and I'm kicking myself the next day. So sometimes, and it's funny too, because like a kid, you fight it during the week. And then during the weekend, when I can stay up late, I'm zonked out by, you know, 9 p.m. because I'm so tired. But on the weekday, I'm like, no, I want to do this, or, you know, I want it. Because that's the time that my husband and I have to kind of hang out, because, you know, once we get done with dinner and bath or whatever we're doing with our son, then that's our time to kind of be like, okay, how was your day? What did you do? I mean, that kind of thing. So you cherish that time together, and yeah.
Let me ask you this, the duties of father and mother. So you wake up early for your job.
Mm-hmm.
When a kid calls for you at night, who's the parent that takes care of the kid?
See, he doesn't do that. He's such an amazing sleeper that he's still in a crib and he doesn't climb out. So we don't have to deal with that. He never, ever calls us. I mean, he sleeps through.
Oh, your kid doesn't. Oh,
no. He'll sleep through the night. Like on a weekend, we'll put him to bed at, say, 7, 8 o'clock at night. He will wake up quite literally sometime between 7:30 and 10 a.m. the next day. Doesn't wake up at night. I mean, even when he's sick, he's only maybe woken up a few. There's been a couple times since he was 4 months old when we did sleep training where we've had to actually be up with him in the middle of the night. Other than that, that boy loves his sleep. It is the biggest blessing ever. And I know all of you are thinking, well, don't get used to that because the second's never like that. I know. I've heard that over and over. That's what everyone is saying to me. Why you think that's encouraging to me, I'm not sure. Don't tell me that when I'm like weeks away from my due date. Tell me that this next one's going to be fantastic. Because the baby could be, all right? I know what people are thinking. I'm not stupid, but I can be hopeful. Call me ignorant, whatever you want to label me as, fine. I'll live my little ignorant bliss of being hopeful that this baby will somehow also be a phenomenal sleeper.
You so read my mind, Kim. You knew exactly what I was going to say.
I don't want to hear it.
You hear it over and over again. One last thing. Did you see the CDC put out analysis and found that 62% of calories in American youth are coming from ultra-processed foods.
That doesn't surprise me at all.
Of the participants, they found 62% of their daily calories came from ultra-processed foods. As for adults, 53% come from ultra-processed foods.
Yep.
Not encouraging. And I find here's the big difference for me between eating well and not eating well. If my wife's cooking, I'm eating well. If it's me just trying to find something, I'm eating for convenience.
You're going to Taco Bell.
What it is. Not going too expensive. I will do anything but that. I'll go buy a cheap frozen pizza and slam a Jack's.
That's exactly what my husband does. He loves Jack's pizza. What is it up with Jack's pizza?
It's cheap. It just comes round. That's all you need. A round thing that resembles pizza.
Shove it in the oven and it cooks itself, basically.
Exactly. And you have to overcook it a little bit. All these pizzas, you tell them, put it in a little longer, make it well done. It's so much better. In the thin crust frozen pizzas are always best, better than the thicker ones. So all these kids are just like that. I totally believe it. And I think after the show today, I'm not even going to think twice about the ultra processed foods. I'm going to shove
down
my throat.
Just go put that pizza in the oven and you enjoy your Jack's slightly burnt pizza.
Well, we are going probably shopping, so we're probably going to eat out to lunch today.
Enjoy that.
Ultra processed food.
We'll look forward to your new clothes tomorrow.
You know, maybe I'll show them off and do a little fashion show. Wouldn't that be great? All right. Well, do I get the vote back tomorrow?
All right, yes, you can come back.
Woo! 97.1 FM Talk. We'll see you tomorrow.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.